You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, this Chinese startup is winning the open source AI race. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Meta shook up the race to build more powerful artificial intelligence last July by releasing Llama 2, an AI model similar to the one behind ChatGPT, for anyone to download and use. In November, a little-known startup from Beijing, 01AI, released its own open-source model that outperforms Llama 2 and scores near the top of many leaderboards used to compare the power of AI models. Within a few days of its release, 01AI's model, Yi34B, rocketed to the top spot on a ranking maintained by startup Hugging Face, which compares the abilities of AI language models across various standard benchmarks for automated intelligence. A few months on, modified versions of 01AI's model consistently scored among the top models available to developers and companies on the Hugging Face list and other leaderboards. On Monday, the startup launched a multimodal AI model called YiVL34B that can process images and discuss their contents. OpenAI, Google, and most other AI companies tightly control their technology. But 01AI is giving away its AI models in hopes of inspiring a loyal developer base that helps it hatch some killer AI apps. 01AI, founded in June of last year, has raised $200 million in investment from Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba and others, and is valued at over $1 billion, according to PitchBook. The startup's founder and CEO is Kai-Fu Lee, a prominent investor who did pioneering artificial intelligence research before founding Microsoft's Beijing lab and then leading Google's Chinese business until 2009, a year before the company largely pulled out of the country. He says the creation of Yi34B is the culmination of his life's work trying to build more intelligent machines. In Chinese, 01AI is known as Ling Yi Wan Wu in Chinese, which means 01 everything, and alludes to a passage from the Taoist text Tao Te Ching. 01AI is one of China's leading contenders in the AI race that was started by OpenAI and ChatGPT and has so far been dominated by U.S. companies. Lee says his company aims to lead the next phase of this revolution by building some of the first killer apps built on the capabilities of language models, which earn 01AI healthy revenues. 01AI's engineers are experimenting with different AI-first apps, Lee says, for office productivity, creativity, and social media. He says the plan is for them to become successful around the globe in a similar way to how Chinese-backed social network TikTok and online retailer Temu are top apps with U.S. consumers. None of 01AI's apps have launched, but the startup's open-source language model has already won admirers in the West. For many things, it's the best model we have, even compared to 70 billion parameter ones, which might be expected to be twice as capable, says Jeremy Howard, an AI expert who recently founded Answer AI, another new venture that will do both AI research and AI app development. AI pioneer. Li has had a notable career in AI. After emigrating from Taiwan to the United States and attending high school in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, he studied computer science at Columbia and Carnegie Mellon Universities, receiving his PhD for a thesis involving the development of a speech recognition system that was cutting edge for the time. Li joined Apple as a research scientist in 1990, moved to Silicon Graphics in 1996, then returned to China in 1998 to help establish Microsoft Research Asia, a now legendary Beijing lab that helped train countless prominent Chinese engineers and executives. In 2005, he became president of Google's search business in China, leaving in 2009 to start his own investment firm, Synovation Ventures, in China's now thriving tech industry. As the rise of the smartphone in China drove rapid growth in tech, Synovation backed a number of successful Chinese AI startups, including Megvii, an image recognition firm, and Too Simple, a company working on autonomous trucking. Li became a champion of the Chinese AI industry, traveling to the U.S. to encourage Chinese grad students to consider returning home to build AI projects, and in 2018, publishing AI Superpowers, in which he argued that Chinese AI labs and companies would soon rival those in the U.S. thanks to the country's abundance of talent, data, and users. But Li also frequently advocated for collaboration between the U.S. and China. The publication of AI Superpowers coincided with a growing realization in the West that Li appeared to be correct that China's tech industry was on track to rival and perhaps even eclipse that of the United States. Policymakers and pundits in Washington began talking about China's goal of challenging U.S. hegemony across the world and taking up the risks that might bring. That has posed challenges for anyone trying to build bridges between China and the U.S. In 2019, Synovation Ventures shut down its office in Silicon Valley, citing the growing challenges involved in doing deals with U.S. firms. In October of that year, the U.S. government took direct action against China's AI industry when it imposed sanctions on Megvii over government use of the company's face recognition technology. Rebuilding bridges. With the release of 01AI's open-source Yi-34B AI model, Li is back to building bridges. A few months after Yi-34B was released, modified versions began appearing from developers in the West and exceeding its performance on the Hugging Face model leaderboard. Some U.S. and European countries are building their AI strategies on the Chinese model, which is proficient in both Mandarin and English. It's a really good model that a lot of people are building on, says Clément Delong, CEO of Hugging Face, at a briefing in November shortly after 01AI's model was released. DeLong said that open-source language models are improving rapidly and can be better than OpenAI's market-leading GPT-4 for some specialized tasks. But he notes that many of the best open-source models have come from outside the U.S., saying that 01AI could be positioned to benefit from innovations that spring up around its model. Meta's Llama 2 is a rare example of a top open-source model from a U.S. company and is the social media giant's challenge to OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, and other major tech rivals investing heavily in generative AI. Meta chose to release its AI language model under a license that allows commercial reuse with some caveats. Yi-34B and Llama 2 appear to have more in common than just being leading open-source AI models. Not long after the Chinese model was released, some developers noticed that 01AI's code had previously included mentions of Meta's model that were later removed. Richard Lin, 01AI's head of open source, later said that the company would revert the changes, and the company has credited Llama 2 for part of the architecture for Yi-34B. Like all leading language models, 01AI's is based on the transformer architecture first developed by Google researchers in 2017, and the Chinese company derived that component from Llama 2. Anita Huang, a spokesperson for 01AI, says a legal expert consulted by the company said that Yi-34B is not subject to Llama 2's license. Meta did not respond to a request for comment. Whatever the extent to which Yi-34B borrows from Llama 2, the Chinese model functions very differently because of the data it has been fed. Yi shares Llama's architecture, but its training is completely different and significantly better, says Eric Hartford, an AI researcher at Abacus AI who follows open-source AI projects. They are completely different. The connection with Meta's Llama 2 is an example of how, despite Li's confidence in China's AI expertise, it is currently following America's lead in generative AI. Jeffrey Ding, an associate professor at George Washington University who studies China's AI scene, says that although Chinese researchers have released dozens of large language models, the industry as a whole still lags behind the U.S. Ding and others have argued that Chinese AI companies face stronger regulatory and economic headwinds than their U.S. counterparts. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos last week, Li argued, perhaps hoping the message would travel back home, that the open approach would be crucial for any country to take full advantage of AI. If he's right, 01AI's technology and applications built on top of it will put Chinese technology at the heart of the next phase of the tech industry. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Comcast's Xfinity stores your sensitive data. You can kind of opt out. Checking in on Wired Science, the world's first malaria vaccine program for children starts now. And on Wired Security, you need to turn on Apple's new stolen iPhone tool. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.